From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Looking for a new spot for your next power lunch? Yeah, me neither. But if you were, you might be one of those following the hordes to Michael's in Midtown Manhattan. It's one of those ritzy restaurants where the media and publishing elite close big deals while nibbling on Cobb salads. That's one of Chef Michael McCarty's signature dishes, by the way. After browsing through McCarty's new cookbook, Welcome to Michael's, NPR's Lynn Neary decided to check out this hot spot in the land of the chic.
A lot of the people who come to Michael's, well, all of them really, look like they're rich and famous. The women are often blonde, always thin. The men dress in good suits or are casually elegant. But the truth is, with a couple of exceptions, NBC's Al Roker or the New York Post's Liz Smith, for example, most of these people really are not so famous that you actually know who they are. That's why the uninitiated need a guide, and there's none better than Diane Klahane.
Some of these people are eating here 2-3 times a week. It's just amazing. This is the high school cafeteria for cool kids without the adolescent angst and much better clothes. That's what it is.
Klahane, who says she was voted biggest gossip in her own high school, writes a weekly blog called Wednesdays at Michael's. Perched at the bar, she has a view of the entire front room, which, she says, is the only place to be seated if you're somebody.
Today it's sort of high season. Once the holidays come, you know, it's firing on all cylinders. There are the usual suspects here, the social swans, the moguls, a lot of producers. There's a good fashion contingent here. There's a good social contingent here. And there's a requisite author lunch happening on table one.
And presiding over all this? Michael McCarty himself.
Is Eddie Blyer in the house?
Table one.
Bar.
She wants to come in.
McCarty stands next to a huge autumnal arrangement of leaves and flowers and fruits, greeting each guest as they sweep into the restaurant. He seems to know a lot of them by name, and certainly knows many of them well enough for a friendly air kiss.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Everything in shape?
McCarty was one of the young chefs back in the 70s and 80s who wanted to revolutionize American eating. And he declares triumphantly, "We won," with restaurants all over the country now serving beautifully prepared regional dishes with wonderfully fresh ingredients.
I set out years ago, 1978, when I came back from France, to put together what I have subsequently called sort of a new American, modern American restaurant.
McCarty knows it takes more than food to make a great restaurant. He wants every day to feel like a party, with a beautiful setting, great but not fussy service, and just the right mix of guests. He opened his first restaurant in Santa Monica in 1979. 10 years later, he opened the New York Michael's in Midtown because he wanted to draw an eclectic mix of business, media, entertainment, and publishing types for lunches that would combine business with pleasure.
And fortunately, at the end of the block was the William Morris Agency, and every day I would have 8 to 10 book agents who would reserve here. Then when the William Morris agents came from California to represent the TV and the movie business, they would then be told to book here. And so we would have the sophisticated author, and we'd have the wild movie star.
And surprisingly, says Diane Klahane, a lot of work actually does get done at Michael's.
We see a lot of editors coming here wooing people. We see a lot of agents wooing clients here. Television producers come and they sort of nab people here. And then next thing you know, they'll stop by the bar and say to me, "Oh, I'm having lunch with such and such producer, and now I'm going to be on their show in 2 weeks.
For publishing types, lunch at Michael's might be an occasional perk for an underpaid editor or a brush with the glitterati for an unknown author. For the big names, says Klahane, it might be one way to get some buzz going about a book.
Tina Brown was here sporadically throughout the spring, and I noticed that she was coming with greater frequency as the publication date of the Diana Chronicles drew near. So it's very interesting. You know, people sort of, I think, make it part of their sort of PR campaign, their unofficial PR campaign, as sort of a coming out when they have a book.
And when Michael McCarty was looking to get a deal for his new cookbook, he hardly had to leave the restaurant. His literary representative, Bob Barnett, is a regular.
He, of course, did Bill Clinton. He did Hillary Clinton. He did Alan Greenspan. He just did Tony Blair. This is his spot from Washington. He's here. This is where he does his work. And not that I quite got the advance that those people did.
Michael McCarty. His new cookbook is called Welcome to Michael's. Of course, if you want to be as thin as those social swans who lunch at Michael's, you're going to have to leave a lot of that Cobb salad on the plate. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.